Right now, I thought we could talk college women's lacrosse because Stony Brook is again the favorite heading into the season, and that surprises me because I thought James Madison. Wait, no,
I thought James Madison was.
What's going on?
Here's the old high five from Chris.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What are you homos up to?
Chris.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
We're right in the middle.
I can say whatever I want. I can put whatever I want in my high school yearbook, man.
We're right in the middle of the segment.
Yeah, man. What's going on with you bras, huh?
Well, we're broadcasting.
Yeah, we're doing the show.
Six figs yet?
Well,
someday.
You guys have six figs?
I don't know about that.
Oh, man, dude, just keep plugging away. You'll get there.
Okay.
I'm totally crushing it this year, man. If I close one more deal, I'm going to meet my goal figures.
What you mean for like sales for the year or what?
No. Oh, man, not sales for this year. Sales for next year. I'm already that far in.
I'm already
third quarter of next year.
Well, Alec, I love that.
Yeah, man. I tell you what. Hold on a second. I'm getting a text here.
Oh, God.
I'll answer that later.
Who was it?
Oh, it's Jerry Jones. He's trying to put me in the Ring of Honor.
What? Jerry is texting you.
Dude, come on, Chris. I'll read it to you. It says, dude, come on, Chris.
Okay, we got
you. You're not even looking at your phone.
It says, dude, come on, Chris. I want you to be the first fan to go in the Ring of Honor.
Oh,
signed, Jerry Jones, text message.
Sounds like you're making that up.
Yes,
so that we'll be impressed.
And, you know, I don't know what to say to him. I'm like, dude, I can't find a Sunday, you know, to be there to be honored and all that stuff.
Okay,
you know, I'm partying on Sundays. That's what Sundays are for, right?
Really?
Getting your drink on, yeah. Oh, Jerry's also been pestering me to play QB for... The boys!
He just said the other day that he supports Dak.
He's real down on Dak over text message on my telephone.
He wants you to play.
Yeah, he wants me to play. Well, I mean, he knew that I played, you know, Div 1 at several of the top Ivy League Fortune 500 SEC schools, national championship teams.
You played Division
One. For who?
Yeah, for all the teams. And he's wanting some of that Chrisser magic, you know, back under center. I was like, you know, I'm halfway thinking about doing it, you know, because I can go in there and run my patented Chris option play that worked out for me so well in college.
Huh. What college?
At the college down there.
Yeah, okay.
And, it was the Chris option play. It was unstoppable.
What was it exactly?
Well, it's almost just like the wishbone, except I keep the ball every play. Fools defenses every time. It is unstoppable.
Doesn't sound like there's any element of surprise
there. Unstoppable. Yeah, D-Press and I really aren't tight right now.
Dak?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget you guys know
Dak,
I'm this Dak Press guy, but... But, yeah, we hung out there for a while during his rookie season, but,
We
just kind of lost interest in hanging together just because, I don't know, he's not, you know, I mean, you know, I like to hang out with winners.
Yeah.
And he's not really a winner right now.
He still has a winning record.
Plus, I just don't have a lot of time because I've been hanging out with the Bake Show.
The Bake Show.
Baker Mayfield.
Gosh, that figure.
Oh, man, he and I, he's like, we're so alike. It's unbelievable.
That almost makes sense, actually.
We're so alike.
He's such a winner. Bakes and I are actually starting a business together.
What's that?
We're going to, like, import high-end domestic products and then sell them at premium wholesale prices to wealthy
merchants. Domestic products.
You can't really import domestic.
It's called Worldwide Prestige. Anyway, be looking for it. It's going to be on the internet.
It's very vague. We can't really track that down.
The internet, begged us. Dude, come on, man. We need your business on the internet.
Oh, really?
We can get successful at net.
You know, you say you're really successful in Six Figs and Ring of Honor and all that, but... I was in sales yesterday for a meeting, and I saw the chart, and you were dead last this year. You haven't sold
$100. Probably. It's probably a joke that they did.
And I heard Alec Drake saying that
probably the Drakester.
He was going to probably have to fire you next week.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say it. He promised it. Oh, God!
There goes again, right through the glass.
He always thinks that's a window to the outside, but it just goes into Sean's ticker room. Sean, how's he doing in there?
He's twitching a little, but I'm not seeing a lot of breath.
Oh, I hear him.
Oh, there he is.
He's fine.
I'll nudge him.
Ticker room Jesus.
Ticker. No,
do you see
Chris?
Rich?
Chris, that's Sean.
I see the ghost of David Burrell. And he's standing beside Jesus and a crocodile.
Sean, I guess call 911.
All right. I don't know if our phones work up here, but okay. 911.
Call Banks and tell him the business is off.
Oh, no.
Unpack, you MFs! maybe I'll run into you guys if I drive by Homoville.
Okay. See ya. There goes Chris from sales. 848 on the ticket.